On tonight's show, we are going to do a little celebrating of Star Wars Phantom Menace. Yes, you heard me right. That terrible film is 20 years old, so we're going to do a little trivia on it. Along with that, we are doing a geek movie update. What's going on with movies like Spawn and Sonic the Hedgehog and Alien and Mortal Kombat? There's a lot of stuff going on. And we're also going to be talking about Sony creating its own movie division for their video games. So sit back, jump in the chat room. If you're watching this live on Twitch, we record live every Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at twitch.tv/MaliceCorp. And with that, here's the intro. Hello, all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. This is Mest5150 here with another All Things Nerd podcast coming to you live from Twitch, twitch.tv/MaliceCorp, every Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is the All Things Nerd podcast where we talk about everything having to do with nerd, with geek, with pop culture, and anything in between. I am your host, Mest5150. Also joining me on the cast this week, it's a small one right now. It might grow a little bit as we go along.
That's what she said.
Thank you. I was about to say that. Hey, we got Michael Scott on the show tonight.
We have Icy Zorro here on the cast. How are you, sir?
I was going to make a comment on how you were starting to go a little Don Pardo with the announcing there, but wow, I mean, you're just going to lay that out there again. She said, yeah, it's too easy.
Yeah.
Hashtag too easy.
Hey, you know, and I thought it was so professional. I was like, man, this is the best intro I've ever had.
It was great. You're like, welcome to the thing. And where's the other thing? And yeah, it was great.
Okay. Also on the cast, we have Mind Freak. How are you, sir?
Hello, I'm good. And I was going to say, I was just waiting for, like, you know, like before, like a UFC or like boxing fight. You're just like, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, you know, like the whole Michael Buffer kind of intro.
Also joining us on the cast, we have Super. How are you doing, Super?
Not too bad. I got a little bit of my traffic rage out on my way home. Screw you, Memorial Day weekend. I hate you, 215 freeway. But otherwise, I'm fantastic. It was a good day. So
cool. Let's talk about how we usually open up the show. We usually open up the show with what everybody's been geeking out on. Geeking out is things that we've been doing that we think that you would find interesting. We also like to know what are some things that we should be checking out. So you should be dropping them in the chat room. If there's a movie that you saw recently, a book that you read, or even a game that you played, let us know what you've been geeking out on so that we can let everybody else know what they should be geeking out on as well. My geek out has been the same as before. It was watching The Flash. Whereas I binged through Supernatural super fast, The Flash, the 1990 Flash, has taken
the Flash is slower.
It's much slower because it was really cornball-y at first, you know, going back to the 90s with the big fluffy suit and whatnot. But what I noticed when you get halfway through it, it's a really good show, and I think really? It just didn't get the speed that it needed, pun intended, to get picked up for that second season and further.
It just wasn't quick enough on the draw.
Nope. this is what I was saying about the bad jokes, that they're going to stay in and
get out. Yeah, no, it got really bogged down, apparently.
but no, it is actually a really, really good show. I remember watching it as a kid, but I think even as a kid, I stopped around like the second or third episode. Like, we stopped watching it on a regular basis because it was considered so cheesy back then. So, I'll finish it out, and then I'll start moving deeper into the Arrowverse and actually getting my full binge going with all those CW shows, and eventually be able to catch up and know what all you guys talk about when you're talking about all the different CW shows. So
I'm still kind of shocked that you didn't before. With as much as we've talked about CW over the last 3 years,
I'm really good at faking it.
Was caught up.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the episode title. That's what she said.
I see. What have you been geeking out on?
I've mostly been geeking out on finding employment, which I did. It was nice. From losing the last one to finding a new one, 2 weeks in one day. Pretty good. As far as geek stuff, let's see here. Catching up on the new season of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which, man, that show is a long way from where it started. Like, totally different show now. Let's see here. I've been playing Warcraft.
Are you fully caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes. Okay. There are two episodes in the new season, I believe.
Yeah, I haven't watched the two episodes. Well, there's an episode running right now, too. But, yeah, I haven't watched any of this new current season. So
it's weird, man.
That's how it usually starts. I mean, it gets weird. And Nerdy joins us in the chat room as well with, as always, his big intro, Nerds! So, all come to
Ogre. Oh, well, I just watched Bloodsport for the first time
recently. Really?
Yeah, I had never seen that before, and that's got Ogre in it. So that was pretty good. That movie is perf. That is peak Van Damme.
I'm just imagining Van Damme peeking at people.
There's just mountains of cocaine involved in that movie. There had to be. He does the Van Damme splits 7 different times during that movie.
Now, wait. Okay, so I always get it mixed up. Is Bloodsport the one with the sand in the eyes?
It's like a white powder that he throws at him.
Yeah.
It's like
that's the cocaine.
Coke.
That's
the cocaine for the Yeah. Like they ran out of sand. They're like, hold on, I got something here.
It's grainy. It'll work.
It's the film that Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, the video games, were based on, basically. I know there was there were probably versions of them in Japanese arcades ahead of that, but those, like, that movie is Mortal Kombat, just pre-Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it really is. What about you, Mayan Freak? What have you been geeking out on?
Anime.
Anything new, or is it all just...
So we're about 6 episodes into season 2 of One Punch Man, which, if you have not watched One Punch Man and you kind of like anime or even want to like think of an anime to kind of jump into to start kind of watching, One Punch Man is one of those ones I highly recommend. The second season 3, part 2 of Attack on Titan, which has been fantastic. A new episode drops on Sunday, which I cannot wait for that. And then, for all you anime guys out there like myself, if you haven't been watching Black Clover, I highly recommend that one as well. If you're a fan of Naruto and Bleach and kind of like the way of the story and that Shonen Jump style anime, Black Clover is where it's at. It has the comedy factor, the action, the story, development, everything, and it's fantastic. So that's another good peak one to watch. And then, you know, kind of going back to the roots, watching some older animes. Code Geass was put on Netflix recently, so watching through that one again, which is another fantastic one.
Rubitu says he's on chapter 113 of Attack on Titan, and he knows too much. So, I think he's saying he's ahead of the anime. So,
he knows
too much what's gonna happen with the anime. So.
Oh yeah.
Where is I'm trying to?
Yeah, and Ruru team was asking me about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. When I said it's just a totally different place right now, he asked if they went comedy like Stargate One did or SG-1, and I said no, they're taking this. I mean, the show takes itself as seriously as ever. It's just in a really weird context. Like, the premise of the show is bizarre now.
I love the truth taking that we get from Polyfuse. Polyfuse gives us on Bloodsport is a movie they based off of Frank Dukes.
Yeah.
Dukes. It's spelled D-U-X.
Yeah. They actually make a point of that in the movie of pronouncing it correctly. It's Frank Dukes. It's supposedly based on his life, and every single part of it has been debunked. Nothing that he's
said,
ever
he was outed as a fraud.
So
that's what we've been geeking out on. What we're calling this segment, because we've done this a couple times, but we never had a full actual name for the segment. We like to play games with you guys and see how horrible the people on this cast are or how fantastic they can be, which happens every once in a while. But this is when we play trivia. We're calling it What's Your Geek Knowledge? Like I said at the intro of this show, The Phantom Menace, the Star Wars prequel, Episode One, came out 20 years ago. So do you feel old yet?
I was a senior in high school, and we all skipped school for the day to go wait in line starting at like 4 in the morning.
I was 9 years old.
3 o'clock showing.
You're a senior in high school. I'm older than you.
My 20-year reunion is this summer. Yeah. And we all walked out of that movie looking at each other like, that was good? Was that good? That was good, right? I don't know if that was good.
That's what we all wanted to believe. So me, I spent 2 weeks camping out for the film at a movie theater, which luckily let us come and go as we pleased in terms of we could still go to work, so we didn't get fired. But they let us use if we weren't working that day, we were in line, we could just go into the theater, watch whatever movie we wanted to, didn't have to pay for it. They ran electricity out to us, so we had NESs out there and PlayStations playing video games. Wow. At night we played football in the parking lot. So it was a lot of fun. And every morning,
I bet you cost them more in electricity than they made from your movie tickets and stuff.
Oh, you got to remember that was the first film, so there was a lot of people buying tickets and then being very, very. They weren't disappointed yet, so they were paying for a lot of those tickets. I mean, people were buying to see the movie 4 times before they saw it the first time, just because they were like, oh, it's finally Star Wars. I'm going to see Star. You know, they're going to do Star Wars.
Rumor 2 is currently killing me. I don't like Phantoms. It's coarse and it gets in everything.
But this is what we're talking about on What's Your Geek Knowledge. This is our trivia game. This is where I throw trivia questions about a certain subject, Phantom Menace being the subject, at the people that are here on the cast, and we see how well they know it. Now, if you've watched the trivia games in the past, it's been just throwing questions at them and seeing if they know it and then finding out who has the most answers right. What we've done this time around, two new things that we added into this. We have two things that the contestants get to use. They have a swoop, which you have to actually say, swoop! Which means you can steal somebody's answer after they've answered if you think it's the correct answer, and then you take those points. And this isn't going to work as well with only two of you guys on here. And I can't remember what I called it, but it was basically a duh. You have to say a duh when you think the question's so hard that the other person won't know it, so you can force them to answer it. And if they don't get it right, then you get a point. If they do get it right, that person gets 2 points for getting it right. So, right. Yeah, that's the two that you guys get. Now, most of these questions are multiple choice answers. So what I'll do is I will give the question to you first. If you can answer it without the multiple choice, it'll be worth 2 points. If you need the multiple choice and then you get it, then it'll be worth 1 point. Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to start because looking at the way my screen is, we're going to start with Mind Freak on this. There's 23 questions. We'll go really quickly through this since we have two of you here and see how well you do. So
let's do it.
Mind Freak.
So, one at a time.
Yeah. Okay. In The Phantom Menace, who tries to convince Amidala to vote against Chancellor Valorum?
Give me the multiple choice.
Don't be looking it up on Google either.
I'm not.
Your choices are Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Senator Palpatine, or Darth Maul.
Senator Palpatine.
You are correct. And you know what? In the future, I'll give you a couple seconds to see if you want to swoop or not. Icy Zorro. In Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace, how does the Federation try to intimidate Amidala?
I mean, a bunch of different ways. They blow up the landing area by her ship. They blockade her planet. Be more specific.
Well, that would. What's the main thing?
The blockade.
Okay.
The trade blockade of Naboo.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's a blockade, but what the blockade does. So
trade embargo.
They cut off their supplies. So which is what a blockade is. So you'll get 2 points for that. Okay, Mind Freak. In Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace, where do the Jedi meet?
The Jedi Temple on Coruscant?
That is correct. Some of these are easy.
Well,
don't overthink it.
That's exactly what I was doing. I was starting to overthink it because, I mean, well, there's a couple different mini places.
And Jack says they blew up the landing pad in episode two.
Rua 2 got to that, too. Yeah. I still got the right answer. We're good.
No, you're Star Wars, man.
And Masonic Vader can't be on the cast, but he can come in and say something. Thanks, Masonic. Icy Zorro, what organization returned after many generations?
The Sith.
That is correct. Mind Freak, in Star Wars Episode 1, who helped the Naboo defeat the Trade Federation?
The Gungans.
That is correct. I see. In The Phantom Menace, how could Qui-Gon tell that Anakin had strong Jedi traits?
Oh, God, his stupid midichlorian count. One of the worst things that ever happened in the Star Wars universe.
Correction. Can I just... Oh, no, he's right, but can I just bring in the fact that the thing he used to, like, test his midichlorian, if you haven't seen what it was one of the Sheik, like, facial razor things.
No, like, no. The Sheik, the women's razor was his communicator's device.
Oh, it was a communicator, that's right.
Yeah, his communicator was the women's razor.
On the right pretense.
Mind Freak, in The Phantom Menace, what is the name of the pod race Anakin races in?
The Boots of Eve Classic.
Good job.
Yeah, I would not have gotten that.
So you should have thrown it at him. Icy Zorro, before Qui-Gon died, what did he ask Obi-Wan to do?
Train Anakin?
That's correct.
Whoo!
Super now joining in. I will rotate her into it, but Super gets three swoops because she came in late. Ooh, so she can steal three answers from people if she thinks they have it right, and she will get the points for that.
I just yell it out then if I know
it? You just yell swoop. Yeah. No, you don't yell at the answer. You yell swoop if you want to take somebody's answer after you think they've gotten it right.
Okay.
All right, so we are on to a Mind Freak. In Star Wars Episode 1, why didn't the Jedi Council want Anakin to be trained?
Because he was too old.
Swoop.
Swoop.
That's correct.
Okay. Never mind.
We're going to give that, the first person to say swoop, and that's your only swoop, I see. You get
extra
points, yeah.
real quick, how does the duh work again?
The duh is if you think that nobody would get it. So you say on your, if it's your question, you say a duh, and everybody else has to try and answer. And if they can't get it right and they don't get the multiple choices, they have to get it without multiple choice. If they don't get it right, you get 2 points.
Got it.
All right. So let's go to Super for next. In Phantom Menace, Super, what did Anakin ask Padme when they first met?
When they first met?
Mm-hmm. And so you didn't know. If you can answer it correctly, you get 2 points. If you need multiple choice, you can get multiple choice and you get 1 point.
I think it's how old are you?
That is wrong. Does anybody know?
Yeah,
I do.
Are you an angel?
Yep.
I said I know. I thought you'd raise your hand.
It's good for points, I don't think.
Ruru 2 is just like getting us all the answers too.
I tend to block that scene out. So
okay, I see. In the Phantom Menace, what does Watto sell on Tatooine?
Oh. Yeah. I mean just like what's his shop for?
What does he sell? If you need multiple choice, I'll give it to
ship
you.
Ship parts. Like starship parts.
I don't know. Judges, what do you guys think in the chat room?
should take the multiple choice, Zorro.
Okay, I'll take the multiple choice. That's fine.
Gambling items, junk parts, piloting materials, or pod racers?
Oh, junk parts.
There you go. Just because it's junk, it's not actual. It's
yeah.
So that's the only reason I didn't want to give it to you. Mind Freak, in Star Wars, who plays the role of Mace Windu?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Sarah, if you don't swoop that right now, I swear to God.
Swoop, yeah. I was laughing, sorry. And I also thought I was muted.
You're right. It's that's 2 points for Sarah. Sarah, how did Liam Neeson cost Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace, an extra $150,000?
How did Liam Neeson?
I know this one.
Remember, you have an duh if you don't know the answer and you think,
yeah, that's an duh because I didn't even know he did that.
Okay, you guys don't get multiple choice. Do you know the answer, either one of you?
I do. I do.
Mind freak?
Go ahead, Zoro.
It's because the sets were only built up to the actors' heights, and then everything above their heads was filled in digitally. And the fact that he's so tall cost them an extra $150,000 in construction.
Mind freaks, he's correct. He gets 2 points. It is because he was too tall.
That's funny.
I see Zorro in Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace. Who does Michelle Taylor play?
I don't know who Michelle Taylor is, so duh.
Do you guys have any ideas?
You said Michelle Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
His mom.
What about you, Mind Freak? Any ideas?
Yeah, I'm going to say his mom.
It is Yarel Poof.
Who? Poof. Did he say
Yarel Poof?
Yarel Poof?
Yarel Poof.
Is this a Jedi or Twi'lek dancer? What's happening?
I think he just won the Jedi. I don't know.
Okay.
Because it gives you a bunch of Jedi questions. She's one of the Jedi because you have Even PL, Plo Koon, Ki Adi Mundi, and then Yarel Poof. Yarel Poof.
Sure.
So, Mind Freak, how many female, and then you get 3 points, or you get the 2 points for that. So right now you're crushing it. Mind Freak, how many females are there on the Jedi Council in the Phantom Menace?
In the Phantom Menace that you see in the actual council, you have Windu, Yoda, Bo-Koon, Kalamundi. We have two of the seats there. Two.
That is wrong. There's three. You were so close.
I was trying to think of how many seats there were in the actual Jedi Council.
Super. Who ordered Trade Federation droids activated in the Battle of Naboo?
Who ordered them?
Yes.
Oh, that stupid looking alien guy. Who's in the.
Remember, quote. You can get.
Multiple choice is
the choice. Yeah.
You have Darth Sidious, Dalte Dauphine, Rune Hakko, and Newt Gunray.
The second one, I think you said.
No, it's Newt Gunray.
Newt Gunray.
Okay.
Icy Zor, who played Queen Amidala's decoy in The Phantom Menace?
Natalie Portman was doubled by Keira Knightley.
There you go.
I almost got it wrong. Even their mothers couldn't tell them apart on set. So that counts.
Okay. Remember, you guys have...
Swoop!
There you go. Good call.
There's your 2 points. It doesn't matter. He still crushed you. So this is why we do geek knowledge, because you can see the geek knowledge isn't always that great on this cast. But,
not for the Phantom Menace. I haven't seen that garbage since 18 years ago.
we got a total of 17 points for Icy Zorro, a total of 7 points for... for Mind Freak, and a total of
how
four.
How many? It's only because of the swoops.
A total of four for Super. Now that they know the rules, when we do more trivia games, maybe they'll get better with the swoops and the
Yes. That was my first time doing it.
All right, so let's get into what we're really here for, and that is the nerd news. Okay, so
Weather Channel 4.
First story on the nerd news is a multitude of stories. So I was looking for one specific thing to talk about, but there was like a conundrum of a bunch of them that all happened at the same time, and that's geek movies. We touch on geek movies all the time, movies that are coming, movies that are being made, movies that are being remade, and right now there is a plethora of news going out about some geek movies on the horizon. Mainly Sonic the Hedgehog, Spawn, Alien, any more Alien films, and Mortal Kombat. So I wanted to get kind of thoughts on some of the news going on with the stuff. We'll start off lighthearted with Sonic the Hedgehog. It has now been postponed to 2020. If you don't know the whole ordeal with Sonic the Hedgehog, what ended up happening was they released the trailer to the bemudgingly groans from geeks and nerds from all over of how terrible Sonic looked and how cringing he looked, that they decided that they were
going to... It was horrifying.
It was scary, yeah. They decided they were going to rework him before they released the film, what, like 2 months later? For an entire film, they were going to completely redigitize Sonic's CGI, all his CGI scenes. And lo and behold, they have decided, yeah, that's too much of a task. We can't do it. So we're moving this back a year. What do you guys
think? I thought they only moved it like 4 months. It's going to be
February.
Valentine's Day.
It's still next year instead of being out this year. So it's supposed to be out like a couple months from now. So
the way that Sonic looked in the original pictures that they showed us, I expected him to have, you know, a soliloquy like Rocket Raccoon about, I don't even know what I am, man. This is, what am I? It was terrifying looking.
Horrible. Yeah. And it was disappointing, too, because when you saw just the Jim Carrey, I almost called him Drew Carey, sorry. When you saw just the Jim Carrey parts, it looked amazing. I mean, Jim Carrey was on did point. It? And then you go did to it? This freaking little weird ass, what the heck is that thing running across my screen? And it was like watching two different movies, you know. And
did Jim Carrey look at me? I mean, did you guys really, what would you guys think on the, I really thought it looked horrible throughout, in all honesty.
I mean, his acting, I don't know about the look of him, but I thought his acting was on
point. No, that's what I mean. Nothing about the film made me so I'm hoping, and I want to know what you guys think. Are you hoping that they just fix the look of Sonic and then release it? Or are you hoping that it looked great and that's all they need to do? Or do you think they need to rework a little bit more of, I mean, at least give us a better trailer if they're going to do it? Cause I was not happy with the trailer at all.
Yeah, definitely give a better trailer, but I think it has potential with the parts, but you have to make him look better. It's not going to be good if you don't make him look better.
I mean, you guys like the Sonic coming into a real world? Polyfew says, on what planet would a live action Sonic movie be good? I kind of want the whole Dr. Robotnik in the other world and stuff. And you see a little bit of Jim Carrey that way. And that's what I want. I want that little bit that's at the end of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about this whole real world situation like they're doing with the Smurfs.
It's too reminiscent of Super Mario Brothers movie. I mean, we'll get into it later when we talk about the Sony thing, but video not games turned into movies has never been a good idea.
Hey, Detective Pikachu was good.
A couple of very small exceptions.
Detective Pikachu is a whole different type of the way that they did it. It was smart. So, and what do you think, Mind Freak?
So, like, comparing like two like World War movies like Detective Pikachu and Sonic, like, yeah, you know, a lot of, you know, older guys, you know, that played the old Mario, or not Mario, but Sonic back on Sega, and, you know, kind of going through the old school, kind of seen it in the real world thing, it's kind of like, but in the sense that, you know, it's a video game. Pokemon, on the other hand, where they kind of got it right, it's Pokemon. It is still one of the biggest worldwide phenomenons to date. You know, from TV shows to Game Boy games to, like, even
mobile
now,
game.
Like, mobile game, Pokemon Go, even to the trading card aspect, you have an entire world immense around Pokemon. Not saying that you can't do it with Sonic, but with the idea of Sonic kind of, like, mixing, you know, with the way they're doing it, him coming into the real world, it's like Zoro said, you know, kind of has that Mario Brothers kind of feel to it. I mean, yeah, you know, it's modern day, you know, there's a lot of different stuff going on with that kind of thing with it, but it's, like, based on the trailer and how Sonic looked, I'm disappointed in it, so we'll see what they do, how they re-release it, or, you know, redo the trailer, redo Sonic, make Sonic look like he should, instead of just weird-looking dude wearing a Sonic suit, essentially.
I gotta hope that, that Jim Carrey's Robotnik is at least better than Dennis Hopper's Koopa.
I'm fairly certain it will be.
Well, a couple of good comments in the chat. Ruru2 says, wouldn't watch that day one, even if it was on Netflix. Said something just shouldn't be live action. And why Americans are so scared of animated movies, which I don't think that they are, because a lot of our biggest films are animated. I mean, look, but it's depending on who does them. If it's Disney doing them, you're not scared of them. But DreamWorks, I think, is the only other like animated that really broke ground and got a lot of people following them. Polyfuse says he looks nothing like a damn hedgehog whatsoever and do cartoon only. So, I mean, in the chat room, it's pretty consensus. Just give us a cartoon.
I would watch a cartoon version of that movie with Drew Carey voicing Dr. Robotnik.
That would be amazing too. I honestly don't know why they didn't go that route.
I just want to know who, like the Pokemon thing, like Mind Freak was saying, that's a whole world. That's still a hugely popular thing. Who was crying out for a Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
I'm going to throw this out, and I know it's because it's the All Things Nerdcast, and it's a joke, but once I mention it, just think about, go back and watch that trailer and think about how amazing this would be, just on the pure just weirdness factor of it. But if they're going to do a live action Sonic the Hedgehog, instead of doing a CGI hedgehog that looks horrible, just put Nick Cage wearing a Sonic suit in all those scenes.
Yes!
And tell me you wouldn't watch it.
I would watch that in a heartbeat. Go ahead, 60 Seconds, part two, the Sonic story.
I really need somebody to do that with the trailer, to go and edit and put, like, just replace all the Sonic scenes with just, like, a Nick Cage suited. Yeah, I, oh my God, that would be amazing. I'm sorry. I had to throw it out there. And Mind Freak's the only one that appreciated it.
So disappointed in you right now.
But tell me you wouldn't check it. If you saw that trailer, you'd be like, you guys need to see this trailer.
I probably would. Yeah.
You can't deny it. You can't deny it. Bearded Master says, not going to lie, take away the look. I was excited for Sonic and give me Knuckles in there too. So.
You know the way.
And Polyfuse says, I think they have a meme of Sonic with Nick Cage's face on him. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Knuckles, you had to do Ugandan Knuckles. Do you know the way?
next movie that sounds promising. Honestly, does actually sound promising, and that's one that's getting underway for production. And it's Mortal Kombat. They're doing it again. They're doing another Mortal Kombat film, but this time you've got James Wan producing, who's done everything from Aquaman to Saw to Fast and the Furious, so he knows how to work different genres, and they've all been popular. And then you've got Australian commercial director Simon McQueen doing it, just because it is being filmed in Australia, in South Australia. It'll be the biggest film filmed in South Australian history. We don't have anything about casting.
Yeah, that was the first question that I was asked. Because I got the link to that article when I was with some friends. I was like, hey, they're remaking Mortal Kombat. That's awesome. And the first questions everybody had was, who's going to be in it?
And literally, it starts filming next month. So you would think that you'd have a cast already, but they haven't released anything in terms of a cast.
Yeah, there's nothing on IMDb. There's nothing.
So, interesting. Being a video game person, Mind Freak, are you hoping for like an original Mortal Kombat, like back to the old people? Or you've added so many characters over, I mean, Mortal Kombat 11 came out and has been a huge, huge success. And you've added so many characters in all these years, that are you hoping like some new characters that have become popular?
Yeah. So like when you take Mortal Kombat as a whole, I mean, you take the game with how long it's spanned, and, you know, going from the arcades to being on console right in front of us, you have such a wide variety of different characters to kind of choose from. But it depends on the route that they want to go with this Mortal Kombat movie. Are they doing a movie separate like they did with the original ones, with just focusing on the main core groups? Or are you going to kind of expand this and do multiple movies to where you can keep introducing the newer characters into it? That's really what it comes down to. And since there's not really a whole lot on the movie coming out about it, it's kind of hard to say. But from a video game standpoint, me personally, I like kind of seeing, like, you know, more like the old core group. I mean, yeah, it's kind of grown. You see more of these old characters. But for me, Mortal Kombat, you know, when I was young, going to, like, a pizza parlor, going to the arcade with my friends, you know, we were playing Mortal Kombat with, like, the OG characters. So if you're going to do it, just kind of keep it, you know, with the OGs.
Okay. Anybody else?
I don't want a remake of the one from the 90s because...
No.
That was one of the moderately successful video game movies, but I don't know. It felt like there wasn't really a plot. It was just like, hey, this video game's all fighting. Let's see a bunch of... Then again, Street Fighter tried to throw in some semblance of plot, and that failed terribly. So I'm hoping it gets done better than either of them.
Also, I think with James Wan producing, I think he's not going to... You know, I'm a little I'm a little worried by who's writing the script, Greg Russo. On IMDb, he literally has three script writing credits, and it's for Mortal Kombat and the upcoming Resident Evil reboot, and then something else called Category 6. So that was just announced. So I'm kind of worried that you're like, okay, I have nothing in terms of to go off of this guy to see what he can do with it. Mm-hmm. So that makes me a little worried. So.
But it could... be good because you have no expectations.
Yeah, so, I guess. Polyfuse says Noob Sabat needs to be in it. So
I don't know. I always like fresh characters, you know. Not as well. There's so many
to choose from on it.
There's so many to choose from. But I like stories that haven't been told. I don't like remaking the things that have already been out there. So if you give me fresh take.
Is it fine to remake something that never
really got told? Yes.
Well, not even never got really told. Okay, so when you look at the spectrum of video game movies, most of them terrible films, never should have made it. Mortal Kombat, the original, sits as one of the higher end, like, did well films, not the sequel, which was god awful, but the first film.
It was watchable. It was fun.
Yeah, and people enjoyed it, and that's why it got a sequel and stuff like that. So it actually sits in the higher echelon of video game films, which is very sad to say because that's how bad video game films are. Yeah. But when you've had something that hasn't been, like, a huge success, is it okay to keep remaking it figure out the proper mold? Or just say, move on and let's get something else?
I think kind of, too, with the popularity that the new games have gotten, especially, you know, going from Mortal Kombat 10 to Mortal Kombat 11, it seems like, hey, there's popular. We've done the movies before, and like you said, you know, it did very well. But nowadays, with the modern age technology, what we can do with stories and stuff like that, I think that's why they're kind of reapproaching the idea. Super, to your point, too, you know, like a fresh idea with fresh characters, like with Mortal Kombat, having a lot of those characters, even in, like, the games in and of itself, a lot of those characters have very compelling stories and backgrounds.
Would love it.
Yeah, so, but again, at the same time, like, are you going to copy something and just do, like, oh, yeah, this was in the game, so we're just going to put this in the movie kind of thing, you know? Yeah. I'm not saying...
Scorpion with the whip coming out of his head.
Yeah.
Well, you have to make it make sense. Like, don't just pick random characters. Like, pick one from this, you know. And, like, yeah, you want to pick three characters whose storylines all blend together, because otherwise, man, I mean, that would just be like picking... I can't think of a comparable franchise, but it would be like, you know, picking just three people out of history and saying, okay, we're going to put you in a movie together, but you're from the 16th century, you're from the 21st, and you're from the, you know, 14th century. Go, you know.
I guess that's a way of looking at it.
Yeah,
trying to find this next.
And you are a lightning god, by the way.
Yeah, and you're the lightning. Yeah.
Bearded Master wants the original characters: Johnny, Liu Kang, Sonya, Raiden, Sub Zero, Scorpion, Reptile, and Mix introduced new characters. So, yeah, if you're gonna do franchise like you were saying, Mind Freak, that makes sense. If you're not. That's basically just doing a remake of the original film, which is the only successful one that was part of it.
Just don't have Ronda Rousey playing her character in the movie.
Moving on to the next little geek news update. Alien. Are you guys excited for the factor that Ridley Scott said that they're still in negotiations to continue the Alien franchise, to actually continue and finish off the Prometheus trilogy potentially?
It could be good. It could be good.
I like the I like the prequel so far. Ridley had a really, really good, good. I'll drop a link on the YouTube video when you guys watch this below, that with the Hollywood Reporter talking all about Alien, getting it made, but at the end of it, the whole interview, he had a really good thing talking about what it, you know, what it's going to take for the future of the Alien franchise, you know, now that it's owned by someone else. But the way he talked about it, he said there's only ever the one. It's like trying to do a sequel to 2001. Fundamentally, you can't really, with the greatest respect to Star Wars, the best film by far is the one that George directed, right? By miles. It was unique. It was absolutely wonderful to me. It was the fair story of all fairy stories. The fairy story of all fairy stories in space, and to follow that through is a tough call. So same with Aliens. So he's saying, like, doing, although the sequel rivals the original, right? Aliens versus Alien, not versus, but Aliens compared to Alien, it rivals. So he's kind of wrong in that point that it can't have a proper sequel. Anybody? Dead air, so bad for a podcast.
I'm just trying to think of a good response. I mean, I think it could be really good. I mean, as long as the writing.
What Ridley said, the reason that he's saying that they need to finish out the Prometheus trilogy, and that they've been in talks and that they want to continue Alien. What he mentioned in this thing is basically you have to do something new, something different. And he said the joke gets old. And with all these, when you have Alien versus Predator and all this, he said it's just doing the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's somebody gets impregnated, the alien bursts out, they die. Yeah. And he's like, it's the same thing over. You need to, and that's what he tried to do with Prometheus, was he was like, okay, let's create a new thing. You don't see the alien until the very end, and then it's a little wonky and weird and different. So he's trying to do things different, but still give us what we know.
I think, yeah, I mean, I liked Prometheus. I don't know if anyone else here did, but it felt fresher, in my opinion. And it felt like an attempt at telling a new story. Because like you said, I hate going and investing money in a movie that felt like it got done. Like, that's why I couldn't go see Halloween 2 through whatever. You know, the first couple were great, but then it's just like, okay, I saw this movie already. Hey, saw that movie already. Hey, you know, and you get trapped in that loop, and it's like, well, just because you slap an alien name on it doesn't mean that I want to go spend the money to go see it.
Yeah, it's a way to keep the story going, but also at the same time, you know what the end, you know, the end outcome is going to be, but it's a different way to kind of tell the story.
Yeah.
And kind of leading up to it and all that kind of sense, which is essentially good or bad, depending on what movie you're looking at. but yeah, no, it's
Is it the origin story we've been waiting for?
Yeah.
Well, a couple comments in the chat room. Ruru2 says, do you guys want to see an Alien franchise to be action or horror movie? I'm with what Polyfew says, action, suspense, thriller is Alien. I 100% agree. That's
I prefer suspense thrillers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't need straight up horror. I love Aliens. I love both films. I don't compare them. One is a suspense thriller, one is an action flick, and they're both great on their own merits. So, everything that came after Aliens, I wasn't a fan of, despite the having some great talent behind. I mean, David Fincher directing Alien 3. David Fincher's a fantastic talent, but Alien 3 is hot garbage compared to the first two films. But it's better than Resurrection and Alien versus Predator. So they progressively got worse. And I think that goes back to what Ridley was saying, where you just keep doing the same thing. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. You got to reinvent. And that's why I kind of want to see what his final thing is with the Prometheus trilogy is. And I hope that these negotiations do get to that factor now that Disney owns them, because I want to see what that little difference that he was trying to do to lead up to the original Alien. So Ruru2 says merge Alien with X-Men and do the Brood. I agree. That'd be fantastic.
Yep. That would be Brood. Fun.
So our last bit of geek movies update was, we talked about this when it first got announced and got thoughts on whether it should even be made or not. We weren't too thrilled with it, but I think as things have gone along, it sounded more and more interesting. But back in the headlines, Spawn the movie, it's still being made. Todd McFarlane's still making another Spawn film. And he came out in an article, and they asked where they're at in the update of getting it made, because he's already got casting done with Jamie Foxx wanting to play the main character, play Spawn, based on the comic book. He's writing it. He wants to direct it himself. He doesn't want to give it to anybody, because he said the reason that the original Spawn was so terrible was because he gave so much control to the studios themselves, and they ruined it, which I think... I could see studios doing that. They do that quite a bit, but I also think that the hacky suit, the big rubber suit, didn't help.
I forgot about that.
And the thing that he basically said, he said the stage that they're in is he's still finalizing the script, but he's shopping it to studios. And the way he let it be known is he's going to the studios that don't already have comic books. So he's staying away from Warner Brothers, he's staying away from Disney and Fox, and you know, so he's going to Sony, which has Spider-Man, but you know, they're sharing it with Marvel, Paramount, you know, different companies, and seeing what they think. And basically the way he's going to them is going, hey, one, if we bring the movie to you, how are you going to promote it, and what slots do you have available for when you're going to release it? And he's going to see what they say on it, on what money they're going to put behind it to promote it, how, you know, and that's his process. But the most interesting thing about the interview that he talked about was he said, if they try and get too much control of it and want him to change things, he's going to just walk away. He won't do the film at all. Like, he's just going to drop everything and leave. Wow. And, in this day and age, can you do that? If you sign a contract to release a film, then don't they just have the rights of the film to do it themselves? Or is he going to be able to, do you think you could put something in the clause to be like, hey, if I don't like it, I'm out?
That's probably something that if, you know, a studio, if everything like seems right with, right with what he wants to do, then before the contract even gets up, like, hey, I want this in the contract. This is my movie. I wrote it. I created all this. I get full creative control on how this goes.
Yeah.
Well, you just probably got excited in the chat room, because apparently Jeremy Renner is rumored to be in it as well.
No!
I like Jeremy Renner.
This is kind of going off topic. I saw like interviews for the Endgame press tour, and it was Jeremy Renner and Paul Rudd together. Those two together, I would like to see them in a comedy, just because of the way that they were interacting. Like, they even made like a fake movie player called The 50-Year-Old Virgins with those two.
Oh. Here's the thing with Todd McFarlane. He's a powerhouse in the world of comics. Not relevant today, but in terms of like, on it's if you today. Go to the if you go to the 90s, like Mount Rushmore of comic book creators, you know, McFarlane's there.
Yeah.
And plus with the toys that he made, with he was the name. He was the biggest name for the comic industry for the 90s. And it's almost like he's trying to throw that weight around that he had in the 90s here now. And I just don't know if he has that relevance. Like, do you think he's asking too much that do you think he has that weight to really throw that around? Do you think Spawn is going to resonate that much that he can throw this, like, if you don't get me, then you're, you know, the studio just gonna be like,
no.
So the studio's just gonna be like, take it or leave it. It is what it is.
I honestly think, yeah, because I can't even think of what he's done in the past 10 years.
Yeah, and Bearded Master says that Renner's talk about being playing the main character, because Spawn wouldn't be the main character in the movie. We talked about this, that Spawn would be this monster in the shadows. It's basically setting up for him to do a franchise with Spawn, but use the name, get it going. He wants to do this full horror film type of thing. So,
Bruce brings up he might be back on HBO. They need new shows.
Yeah,
HBO's got a lot of stuff coming with Watchmen, with his Dark Materials, with there's a lot of stuff coming still, and they still got the prequel to Game of
Thrones. And The Boys.
The Boys is Amazon.
Oh no, sorry, that's right, it's Amazon. My bad.
No, they got the prequel to Game of Thrones. They've got his Dark Materials. They've got Watchmen. They still got a lot of stuff on their plate getting ready to come out. We'll just see, you know, nothing may as be as big as Game of Thrones, and maybe they'll do a double take and end up doing a sequel to Game of Thrones since they announced that they aren't doing any sequels. But after people, if people start bailing subscription wise, then they may change their minds on that. So, but yeah, that was the thoughts that I had on the geek news up on the movie updates. I just wanted to know kind of what you guys thought on Todd McFarlane, what you thought about an Alien film being made, or still getting another Alien film made, Sonic and Mortal Kombat. If you guys had any thoughts, let us know. You can hit us up over at malice-corp.com or on Twitter at All Nerd Podcast, or just drop a comment in the link in the comments below. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're checking it out on Stitcher or iTunes, drop a review. Let us know what your thoughts are on stuff, and we'll get back to you. Or you can come back and join us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/allthingsnerdpodcast and talk about nerd stuff with us at any time. Our last nerd news topic of the night, we're going to go really quickly through this one, but Sony decided that they want to get in on the movie game. I mean, Sony already has the movies, but their video game division decided that they want to get in on the movie game. So they're creating a whole new division strictly for the movie properties that Sony owns so that they can have a hand in how it gets made and how it gets done. This is something new. This is something huge for a company to do, to keep those, that strength of getting it made properly. Do you think this is going to actually improve on how video game movies are, that they come out properly done? Because Sony's already had to deal with the Tomb Raider films, which I didn't see the most recent one, so I don't know how good it was, but I know it got panned really, really bad.
Yeah. I loved the first one. I won't lie, it's a guilty pleasure.
Really?
The first one. But I did not like the follow-up. I found the first one just to be entertaining, fun. I mean, it wasn't spectacular. It wasn't like, oh my God, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen. No, but I laughed. You know, I enjoyed a few of the action scenes. And I mean, I thought what they did with Angelina Jolie making her look like she did was absolutely ridiculous. They didn't even make her look like that, but you know, whatever. But
what do you think, being a video game person?
Yeah, so it depends on what type of like games or stuff that they want to do. I mean, because you have guys like Jason Momoa who's come out and said, "Hey, I want to play Kratos if you guys do a God of War movie." So God of War being one of the pinnacle games that Sony has put out via PlayStation, yeah, you kind of want to make sure that that's right and kind of follows the lore and stuff that you set up. Rumor 2 brings up an interesting point.
What, that don't make a live-action Crash Bandicoot?
Besides that, yes.
Yeah.
No, that they should have started this 10 years ago. Absolutely, they should have started this a decade ago. Maybe even sooner than that, because like even though it's, you know, it's Sony licensed through Square Enix, the Final Fantasy Spirits Within movie just sucked.
But it had a great vocal cast.
It had a fantastic vocal cast, but the overall movie just sucked. And then, like, you know, with like with the stuff with Tomb Raider, but you know, and then there's also talks of I forget who it was, but even wanting to do a Just Cause movie, another video game Sony has done through them via PlayStation. So the fact that, it, especially with, you know, if you're going to start jumping in doing, you know, more video game themed movies or shows and stuff like that, you kind of want to make sure that it follows the course and kind of stays with the course and all that kind of stuff with it too. So this is an absolute brilliant move by Sony.
Yeah, it's being headed up by Asad Kizilbash and overseen by chairman of Worldwide Studios at SIE, Sean Layden. And one of the things that Layden said, going to what you guys were saying about like 10 years doing this, he just talks about the history that Sony has in terms of IPs they own. He says, "We've got 25 years of game development experience, and that's created 25 years of great games, franchises, and stories. We feel that now is a good time to look at other media opportunities across streaming or film or television to give our world's life in another spectrum." So where in the past, they said, instead of licensing our IP out to studios, we felt the better approach was for us to develop and produce for ourselves. This is Quizzlebash saying this. One, because we're more familiar, but also because we know that the PlayStation, what the PlayStation community loves. So they really are going after the fan that has been there purchasing their games. They're looking to, get them appreciated, but does that hurt in the fact, I mean, majority of time, most of your stuff, everybody's a video game player for the most part now. So that's still the people that are going to be sitting in the seats of the theaters. It's not the past where it was like, if you're trying to appeal to the geek and the nerd, then the mass quantity of people coming are just not going to want to see it.
Yes and no. I mean, same kind of idea. If the movie looks good, you know, people will go see it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but also at the same time, you know, when you take, like, the whole nerd, the whole, like, kind of geek fandom, you know, kind of like, you know, like, if you reboot something, like, don't destroy it, like Hellboy, but that's, you know.
A different topic.
Different topic for a different night. And remember, too, yeah, people have been asking for an Uncharted movie for years. Absolutely. And I would love to see Nathan Fillion play Drake in a movie.
That would be amazing.
And it's not going to happen. The last thing we heard was that the guy that plays Spider-Man is supposed to be playing Drake. So
Tom Holland?
Yeah. So, because they want somebody younger to grow up with the role. So.
Hey, as long as it's not Andrew Garfield, we're all good.
Yeah, honestly, in that situation with how Uncharted is, and you know, when you think of Uncharted, yeah, you think of Nathan Fillion as the voice actor. If you do something like that with Tom Holland, I can see that. I honestly see that, and but yeah, the same thing, you know, the super fans of the series, how are they going to take it?
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting the way that they're looking at doing it, because they bring up, and this article's with Hollywood Reporter again, and I'll drop a link in the comments below on YouTube, including Ubisoft and Activision Blizzard, because they do their own, they have open film and television arms to adapt their games for different audiences. But what PlayStation's going to do different, or Sony is going to do different, is they're going to get a sister company to help with distribution, but all production of projects will be handled by PlayStation Productions firsthand, not licensed out. That's what all the other enterprises do, is they license it out. But I want to read a couple of these comments that they said, because I really like the way that they're trying to handle this. Like they're not just going, hey, we want to make our video games into movies and so we can make money, which of course that's what a company wants to do. But the way that they've explained the process of going through this, I think is second to none. It says, for the last year and a half, 2 years, we've spent time trying to understand the industry, talking to writers, directors, producers. They talked to Lorenzo De Benaventura, Kevin Feige, to really get an understanding of the industry. They looked at what Marvel has done in taking the world of comic books and making it into the biggest thing in the film world. And it'd be a lofty goal to say we're following in their footsteps, but certainly we're taking inspiration from that. So they're looking at proper aspects, it seems. They're not just like, let's just make a film, throw our name on it, and get whatever money we can. And then, lo and behold, we're talking 10 years later about how video game movies are still horrible and there's never been a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he just mentioned that, you know, it's a hard sell to do, to get proper directors and stuff, because it's a video game movie, that video game film adaptions have traditionally been fraught in the past. Big budget efforts like Assassin's Creed and Warcraft bomb, and PlayStation has titles of Tomb Raider. You got Crash Bandicoot, which needs to be animated. Spyro would need to be animated. Metal Gear Solid's being worked on. Uncharted, God of War, Last of Us, Ratchet and Clank. I mean, there's, and even Marvel threw in a free, that's how big of a name some of these games are. When Tony Stark sees a Rocket, he calls Rocket Ratchet.
Yes.
So,
I would love a Spyro animated movie. I think it would be amazing.
Oh yeah, same here.
Yeah, I think that could fill everyone's dragon shaped hole inside their heart from no more Game of Thrones.
And this is the biggest one, I think, for a core of success. The way they're looking at it, it's, though they're partnered with Sony Pictures, PlayStation Productions will be afforded the time to make film and television projects that live up to the quality of their video game source material. The exact quote from Layden is, "We don't have to rush to market. We don't have a list of X number of titles that must be done in this year. None of that. The company's been very accommodating to our ambition around this, to grow this in a measured, thoughtful way. They're giving them the time to make it perfect."
Good. And
I think that's amazing, because in Hollywood, that's not something that happens.
No, it's not.
And no, don't... but the fact that you have a big picture company, you know, like Sony, Sony overall has like a lot of hands, a lot of different things, especially with Sony Pictures. The fact that they're able to do this, it doesn't put that time constraint on it. And it truly will be, you know, whatever one they decide to do or pursue. So whenever it comes out, you know, it's going to stay true to what we, the fans, know about. And you're not going to run into, you know, like a Sonic situation.
No, I get it. The last thing that Layden said is it's a passion project for him to be the first gaming entity to do something lasting and meaningful in a completely different medium is something I'd like to see us achieve here at PlayStation Productions, which once again, that puts it on very, very same levels to me as Feige, because Feige, it was a passion product to do what he did with Marvel. He had a plan set in place. They weren't rushing all the movies at the beginning. They had their timeline of what films they'd like to do, but it wasn't like, we need to pop out this many movies. Once Marvel started taking off and doing really well, then it got to the point like, this is what needs to drop. And I think this is the same type of thing, that if they do this correctly, we could have, you know, PlayStation Productions dropping 2-3 movies a year, potentially, if they follow that same story that Marvel did.
The biggest thing is don't rush the story. Like when you're making a movie, don't condense 85 hours of gameplay and game time and try to fit it into a 2-hour movie. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, spread it out over a couple movies if you have.
Spread it out over a few movies.
And if they're done perfect and done right, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not just movies. They're looking at streaming as well and television series and stuff. Yeah. So,
yes,
I'm excited for this. This could change. You've been looking for when comic book movies are going to die. They're still running hot and heavy right now. They're still doing great. So I think it's still a bit of time off from comic book movies. But you need that next thing that's going to come. And if Sony does this right, video game movies could end up being the next big thing, if you know, as nerds put their butts in seats, if they're done right, and they could pave the way to teach, you know, everybody else how to make a proper video game film.
Yep.
You know, Marvel did it with the comic books. Now somebody needs to step up and do it with video games.
Do it, Sony.
What's a Sony game? You can try and guess. I don't know if you know what I know. You want Spyro? You'd like to see a Spyro film, but what Sony film Sony video game would you like to see be made the most?
If they get Jason Momoa, definitely God of War. Okay. I really like Jason Momoa, and no, it's not just because he looks good. I think he's actually a solid actor, and I would like to get him just a good meaty role like the God of War, because I don't play God of War, but I've watched people stream it and I love the story. So I think he could do really, really well with that.
And what about you, Mind Freak?
I know a lot of fans have said Uncharted, and I would love to see an Uncharted film and all that kind of stuff. And I know I brought up the God of War one, but honestly, with how fun that this particular game is, and you already mentioned, you know, they're already talks to Metal Gear, which would be fantastic. But no, Just Cause. Mm-hmm. Just Cause is a fun, fantastic game. And I believe the fifth one's out or coming out. Or no, fourth or fifth. I can't remember the exact number. But they have one coming out if it's not already out now.
Yeah. I'm still, and I know they're trying to figure out a way to do it, but just for the sheer storytelling, it's still Last of Us. That's what I want. And I want it done properly and I want it done right. And I really hope that this is that foot in the door. Cause they already said they have projects in the works that they're planning on doing, but that's the one that I think
now if they do Last of Us, do you bring back Willem and Ellen Page for the, depending on how they do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
it's a legitimate question.
No, I know. I just want it to be done properly, because that honestly, that story and how that game tells that story, if you follow that pacing and how that's done and everything, that can launch showing video games can be huge film franchises, because Last of Us, if it is done right, will be a it'll be it, well, yeah, it'll be what The Quiet Place was, where it came out of nowhere on it, you know. Yeah. Of course, a lot of people know what The Last of Us is, but all those people that don't play video games, because you're gonna have there's people that don't.
Yeah,
there is.
You know, and they're gonna find out that's based on a video game and go, holy crap, what other storyline, you know, that's what we did with Uncharted.
Yep.
You know, Naughty Dog put on Uncharted and we're like, holy crap, this is a video game. The storytelling is better than half the movies that are out there. And then they came out with Last of Us, and now anytime Naughty Dog puts something out, you're just like, this is gonna be one of the best stories in a video game. Period.
Even the Crash Bandicoot stories growing up was awesome.
Bearded Master says Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
They did Parappa the Rapper. Movie was called Logan.
And there are video game franchises that deserve a second chance, in my opinion, because the storytelling is so rich.
Like which ones?
Like Warcraft, World of Warcraft. With some of the stuff that they've had come out content-wise in the last two patches, with Legion and the BFA, you split Legion probably especially. Where you're finally bringing down Gul'dan, and there's a lot of content there.
Translate it properly. That's where they have a problem.
And it was not. I mean, I found it entertaining. It's not something that I want to watch all the time. I didn't think it was as bad as people made it out to be, but it's definitely not up there in the top. It's midline movie, you know.
Yeah.
Now let me ask this, with other franchises, stuff like that. What franchises is Sony like kind of putting under their banner? Because there's a couple different franchises too that's not necessarily them.
They have over 100. They have about 100 properties that they're considering their own. As long as they own the IP to it, that's what they're looking at.
So essentially, some of the Final Fantasy games then. Like I said, that's Square Enix licensed through Sony, but it just depends on how much of the IP titles they actually have.
Yeah.
You know,
because I mean, the only video game studios you have right now that are trying to that have opened up film and television arms is Ubisoft and Activision. And we already know Activision already screws up video games anyway, so
as long as EA doesn't jump into it, we'll be okay.
Yeah. I'm just gonna get a bunch of sports movies, a bunch of Madden films and stuff.
There you go.
That's what EA is gonna give us.
Or you know what? Just rebrand the Invincible movie by EA.
It's in the theater. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's it. That's our show for this week. We'll be back next Friday to talk all things nerd with you. And we'll be perusing the headlines to find out what to talk about. If you see a subject that you think would be fun to talk about, that you think we should tackle, head on over to facebook.com/groups/allthingsnerdpodcast. Join the group and drop the articles there. Let us know what you'd like to see us talk about, what you'd like to be a part of the conversation with, or if you think a segment that would be fun, like the trivia game or something like that, drop that there as well. We're always looking to interact with the audience at any point in time. So even if it's just a funny meme or GIF that you want to drop to us. So let's talk about where you can follow everybody off of this cast. Icy had to jump out, but Icy Zorro, you can follow on Twitter, Instagram, anywhere, pretty much at Icy Zorro. What about you, Mind Freak? Where can people follow you?
You guys can follow me at Twitter at MindFreakMLG, talking on all things nerd, pop culture, video games, wrestling, you name it. You can find me there. You guys can also follow me right here. Got tracking numbers for the new streaming PC build, which is going to be done. I'm waiting for the last part. So regular streaming content right here on Twitch at twitch.tv/BTBMindFreak. Coming very, very, very soon. Just got to get the last part and get it all built.
Nice. What about you, Super? Where can people follow you outside this cast?
Follow me on Twitter at SuperHoovyAndNut, and then you can follow me on Instagram at SuperHoovyAndFreak. I always love talking to new people, so come find me and we'll chit the chat.
We'll chat the chit?
Chat the chit. That was a horrible phrase. I'm never using it again.
Strike that. You didn't hear the opening of this show with me and phrasing. If you guys want to follow this cast, follow us at our website, malice-corp.com. Click on other media and you can see all the different podcasts that you can listen to at any time. You can go back and listen to any of our old episodes. And if you like listening while you're driving, head on over to Stitcher, head on over to Spotify, head on over to anywhere that you're able to listen to podcasts. Head over to youtube.com/C patreon.com/MaliceCorp, and make sure to subscribe, check out the cast, check out what we do here. And thank you so much for your support and appreciation and comments. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. We thank you guys for being here and letting us do this for 3 years now. If you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at @mest_MaliceCorp, or you can follow me on Instagram at @mest5150. Once again, I thank you guys. I'll give you a hashtag of the week that you can interact with all of us on, and that's #MakeThatVideoGameMovie. Tell us what video game you'd like to